This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1204. That's too bad. How to show your sympathy depending on the situation in English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 123 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl. Coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to take your learning deeper with real-time transcripts and personalized vocabulary practice, download our app on your iOS device. Go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses. Today we have a question from a listener. When someone shares bad news with you, should you use the phrase, "That's too bad"? Not always, but sometimes. Find out the nuances today. All Ears English is sponsored by Indeed. If you're in charge of hiring at your company, you know that the key to making a great hire is having one easy place to go to find great candidates. That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on All Ears English. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
Hey, doing great, Michelle. How are you?
I'm good. Something happened to you that kind of bothered you recently, right?
Yeah, right. I'm feeling good today, but I didn't get tickets to my favorite concert, so...
Oh, yeah. No, that's too bad.
Yeah, it really is too bad because I was so excited to see that concert and maybe next year.
Yeah. Maybe next year. Oh, I know. That's happened to me before. You know what's happened to me is where I didn't even know that the person was in town. Like, It's happened to me where I've been traveling and I like didn't check that the person was going to be in the city I was traveling to.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And then I don't realize it until it's either sold out or I've gotten back. I'm like, oh, my gosh, come on. Or maybe.
That's so frustrating.
Yeah. Or maybe I just missed them by like a day. Like, oh, I'm leaving and they're going to be in town the next day. It's so frustrating.
Oh, no. That is so frustrating, Michelle. I'm actually not much of a concert goer. Like, I don't go to a lot of concerts.
But
they're fun. Like when you go, I saw Lady Gaga last year. This is amazing.
Oh, I remember.
She's so good. When you have a good concert, it's incredible. It's incredible.
Yeah. I've seen her in concert, too. She is good.
Yes. So what are we talking about today? We dropped a good phrase today at the beginning.
What was that? Well, you told me you were disappointed about the concert. And what did I say?
You said, oh, no, that's too bad.
Yeah, this phrase, that's too bad. Do you use that phrase, Lindsay?
Oh, yeah, for sure. This is a heavily used phrase on my part. I don't know about you, Michelle. What about you?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think it's a really good way to connect and it's casual. So we actually have a listener question about this phrase today from Miho. Could you read the question for us?
Yeah, for sure. So hello, I'm Miho Soga, one of your listeners from Japan. I sent you questions before and they were featured on the podcast. Thanks a lot. Today, I have more questions. How bad is the phrase, that's too bad? A couple of years ago, I told my American friends, that's too bad, when he told me something bad that happened to him. He responded, no, Miho, it's terrible. Since then, I've been wondering how bad is the phrase, that's too bad. Could you tell me your view about this? Okay, nice. Interesting.
Okay, great. This is a great question. It's about expressing sympathy, I think.
Okay, so she's saying that she felt like it wasn't bad enough, right? Saying that's too bad for the situation.
Right, that's what it sounds like to me. Like they're saying, oh no, it's not too bad, it's terrible, right? So that's really where the question comes into play here. So I think that's interesting. So, you know, guys, we have an episode, 712, it's empathy, sympathy, compassion. What's the difference? And do you have them? So that would be a really good one to listen to as well today.
Yeah. But I see what this person said, right? His American friend, I see what he was saying, right? Maybe if it's something awful like a death or something, right? You wouldn't say that's too bad.
Right. It's like saying, oh, that's unfortunate, but less formal. I mean, so do you... It's hard to know if what Miho said was inappropriate.
Yeah, because we don't know what happened. That's the problem. This is very situation-based, but I would say that that's too bad is kind of just things that are like minorly bad, right? Like not that big of a, just a small disappointment. I mean, this is not about big, awful life events, right?
Yeah, I completely agree. So, I mean, I think two things could have happened here. Number one, maybe the topic was really awful, right? Yeah. So, like you said, you know, saying it, if somebody said, oh, you know, somebody died, right? Like, I wouldn't say that. But the other thing that could have happened was maybe it wasn't that serious, but the person is exaggerating. So they're saying like, no, it's terrible, you know, that's like maybe true. They were just exaggerating.
Yeah, exactly. Some people just like to be big in their language and they like to be very, very emphatic. And so I could see someone joking around and saying, no, it's not. It's not too bad. It's terrible. This is a crisis.
Right. Maybe they're just being adding a little bit of drama.
Dramatic.
Yeah. So, you know, we don't know. We don't know based on the context. But yeah, the general rule of thumb, in my personal opinion, is to use that's too bad for things that aren't that bad, like you were saying, Lindsay, right?
Yeah, exactly. And the intonation is important here, right, Michelle?
Right, exactly. So like let's do a little example here.
Okay, I'm sorry, Michelle, but I can't come to the party.
Oh, that's too bad, Lindsay. I was looking forward to seeing you there.
Yeah, so your intonation there was very specific. It was, oh, that's too bad, Lindsay, right? It's a certain rhythm. So you guys should mimic us, look at the transcripts inside the app. That's too bad, Lindsay, right? It's a very specific rhythm.
Right. But if I could have had different intonation there, like if I said like, oh, that's too bad. You know, if I sounded more serious, you know, that can have a different feeling to it as well.
Yeah, it could. It could. Mm-hmm. Right now, I am taking a road trip journey to the western U.S., Montana, and California. If you want to experience a typical American road trip and practice your English with hundreds of native speakers along the way by video lesson, then go to allearsenglish.com/connection. That's allearsenglish.com/CONNECTION. Imagine how great it would be if you could answer just 7 questions and find out your English fluency level in a simple, easy way, and find out what to do to reach 99% fluency. Well, you can do this by taking our quick fluency score quiz. What is your fluency score? Find out in just a few minutes. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score.
Yeah. So, you know, what can you say if it is something more serious? Like, you know, how can you express this feeling of that's too bad? Lindsay, what's one thing you can say?
You could say, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Right. So that could be either really serious or not. So like if you say like, Lindsay, let's give an example.
Okay. Oh, I lost my phone.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that, right? Like, it could be used in that way. Like, that's not, like, the worst thing in the world.
No. Mm-hmm. Or, this is bad. This is worse, right? Go ahead.
Yeah. Ugh, my best friend got fired again.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Let me know if she needs any help networking.
Yeah,
so that would be, that's good. Because you need to have a little something more to say when someone presents you with that kind of situation, right?
Right.
That's too bad. I think that's too bad also displays a sense of distance,
I feel right. some distance when someone says that's too bad.
Right.
It's not rude, but it's kind of like a bit of objectivity, a bit of distance, a bit of like, that's your problem. Kind of.
Interesting point. Yeah, I can definitely see that. Yeah. Should we move on to another one?
Yeah, sure. Okay. Next one is what a shame. Yeah.
Yeah.
I use this a lot. A shame.
Yeah. I like that one. Yeah. So, I mean, this could also be for like really serious or not so much. So let's start with a serious one.
Okay. So my dog died yesterday.
Oh, what a shame. I know how much you loved him.
Oh, sad.
Yeah. Or okay. A less serious one. Oh, Lindsay, I burnt my pizza. Now I have to make another one.
Oh, what a shame. I'll have the burnt one. I like burnt pizza. So you can see this one's pretty diverse, right? This one could work in a few different scenarios. Yeah.
Right. So, but it definitely, to me, like there are opportunities for more serious, for something, if it's more serious than too bad. That's too bad.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. And then we have one that I think is mostly for if it is really something bad. And that's how awful.
How about this? My house got flooded over the weekend.
Oh, Lindsay, how awful. Do you have insurance?
Yeah. So that's a truly bad thing, right? And yeah. That's a good response. That's a good response. And then here's another one.
Lindsay, my bags got stolen at the airport and I had my laptop in it.
Oh, how awful. Well, maybe the police found it. Yeah. Okay. So the point is, guys, there are other... So potentially that's too bad was a bit too light in that situation, yeah. Miho, right? I mean, that's... Or maybe your friend was just very emphatic and was a funny person and wanted to joke around and really emphasize, right, that his life is dramatic.
Right. We don't really know, again, from the context, right? But, you know... That's too bad is better for lighter situations, whereas some of these other ones could be used for more serious ones as well. So I think that it's definitely a great phrase to use, but you want to think about when are you using it?
Yeah, and just observe the person and think about the situation, you know, understand what that could mean for that person, and then have all of these as options, guys. That's the point. At your level, you want to diversify your vocab. You want to be able to choose the phrase, not just be limited to one phrase. Okay, guys? Awesome.
Exactly. So, Lindsay, what's the takeaway for today?
Well, that's it right there. I mean, this is another way for you guys to connect, right? To connect because these moments really matter, you know? I mean, when someone comes to you with a small thing or a big thing, like their dog died, you need to know what to say to maintain that connection and make them feel supported. Like, I like how you said, Michelle, I know how much you loved your dog. Something else you can say, you know, that's so important to add that touch, right?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So think of, you know, the degree, you know, like don't... Also, the other thing is don't decide if somebody's issues is too big or too small, right? So it's more about like what they feel. That's why you have to read them. Are they really upset? Even if it's something small, right? You want to treat it in the appropriate way and use the appropriate words. And then, you know, I think, you know, too bad is still okay. But I think, you know, you want to think about your intonation and how you're using it. But yeah, so I really love this question.
Yeah, such a good question from Miho. Thanks for sending in your question. Remember, guys, send in your questions. You can write them in your reviews wherever you're reviewing the show, or you can email them to me, lindsay@allearsenglish.com, and we will get it on the show. And remember, guys, if you're taking IELTS next year, go and sign up for the IELTS Energy podcast. Subscribe to it in Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen, guys. All right? Very cool.
Okay, great. Well, this has been good, Lindsay. Thanks for hanging out today.
All right. Take care, Michelle. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.